All right, let's catch up with Scott from Woodland Firearms, get a Berger County report. Thanks for giving us time. Scott, how you been? Staying cool?
Oh, yeah, trying to anyway. Keep that AC going.
I have not seen a stretch of this warm weather, including the long-term forecast, since I can ever remember this hot for this long.
Yeah, you know, I tell people most of us don't live up here because we like the heat, but this heat can last us all the way through next spring, so we need to make it last, I guess, and enjoy it. So.
Well, I don't know about all that, but I know that the trout streams have changed over. Big water's really not safe to catch and release fish, and a lot of the trout have moved up into the cooler tributaries. Have you been hearing any good reports at all from trout fishermen chasing brookies?
Yeah, well, I know the water levels are still maintaining pretty decent. And then, like I said, we were talking, they have rain last night, and now different places were hit and miss as far as the rain would come heavy in town, and then 5 miles away, they weren't getting much of anything. So I don't know if it brought the water levels up, but they have been doing good. It's been a good summer fishery on the brook trout, I mean.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Lake Superior then. I want to ask you about mayfly hatches first on Keweenaw Bay and Huron Bay. Have you had any reports of those?
Well, I have, not on Keweenaw Bay, but on Huron Bay, just this morning I had a report that mayflies are starting to hatch. A guy who lives on the end of the bay said he had some on his deck here in the last day or two. So they are starting to hatch down there, so that's kind of good news. And the water's warm, so you got to stay out of that shallow stuff. They're not in the 5 or 6, and plus the weeds are so deep, but the mayflies have started to hatch, so.
Now, do you think that that might bring more fish into Huron Bay? Because that would seem logical to me.
I think it does. Some people say they get so full that they don't eat anymore, but I've seen them just puke up a stomach full of them. They can't stop eating. It's like they can't help themselves. So I think it does bring more fish in. It brings more fish into the bay, and it also causes them to get into a little bit of a feeding frenzy.
Are we talking mostly walleye, or do you ever see coho or steelheader browns get in there and take advantage of it?
Yeah, that's a high source of protein for them, and I think they would all come in for it, get into that shallower water looking for those mayflies. So.
All right, well, I'd like to talk Keweenaw Bay in our next outdoor report. Do you think you can carve out a little more time for us?
I would like to, yes.
Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berega, and we'll talk Keweenaw Bay fishing in our next outdoor report. So stay tuned to The Outdoor Show.